They continue 9 lines up from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Elu Devarim Asurim Limkor L'Ovid Kochavim. These are the following items that a Jew is not allowed to sell to an idolater because they're going to use these items for idolatry. And I'm not going to translate them because the Gemara is going to. It's Deroblin, Benoshuach, Upatotrot, Ulavona, Vitarnagol Halavan. Those items you cannot sell to an idolater, including a white tarnagol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mutter Limkolo Tarnagol Lavan, Bein HaTarnagolim. However, Rabbi Yehuda allows the sale of a white tarnagol only if it is sold with other roosters as well. So if you sell a white rooster with another type of rooster as a package deal, that would be fine. The assumption is that if you're not buying specifically just the white one, you're buying them, multiple of them, you're using them to eat, not for sacrificial purposes. And the Mishnah continues further. Ubizman shehu bifnei atzmo, kotea es etzba'o umochrolo. One thing which you can do, and everyone would agree to this, is that you can, if you want to sell a white rooster to an idolater, and you're concerned that he's going to use it for idol worship, what you can do is you can clip off some of, you know, a finger of the animal, maim it a little, and then there won't be a problem with the sale because idolaters don't offer maimed or lame animals to their idols. And what about the rest? So these are the four or five items that are listed that you cannot sell. What about everything else? Ushar kol advarim, anything else, staman mutter, if the idolater walks up into your store and asks to purchase something, but doesn't mention any purpose, well then we can assume that he's buying it for his own personal needs, not buying it for any idolatry. However, uperushan, if he's more specific about it and he says, I want to purchase this item, I want to purchase this baseball for idolatry, well, that might be different. Then that would be prohibited. And then Rabbi Meir continues at the end and adds on, Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Dekel Tav Vechatzav V'Niklas Asr Limkor La'ov De'Kochavim. Even a good quality palm tree, that's chatzav v'niklas, we'll have to see that later on, that is also prohibited to sell to an idolater. Assumption is that they're going to use this type of item for idolatry. And the Gemara, again, we'll talk about this more towards the end of Yudalid Omid Beis. So that is the Mishnah. What's interesting to talk about are all the nuances that the Mishnah doesn't list. Some of the Gemara will discuss and some of the Gemara doesn't. So for example, it mentions that these are certain things, these five things that you're not allowed to sell to an idolater. Well, what if he buys it in bulk? Is that different? Because presumably if you're buying it in bulk, you're not buying all these items to give to, serve as avodah zarah. You're using it for your own personal use, or maybe you're looking to resell it. Maybe buying in bulk is different. Then the Gemara actually is going to state that buying in bulk is different. Well, how about another example? Let's say I know for a fact that this person who I'm selling this tarnagol halavan, I'm selling him a white rooster, I know for a fact that he's not going to use it to serve idols. That he's not that type of person. Is that different then? Or do we say, no, across the board we make this prohibition? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufnun Aleph addresses some of these issues, and with regards to the question I just posed, the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. V'im pirish ha'ovid kochavim. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch writes, v'chein im omer shetzarech Osam lidvarim acherim. If he says, I need this b'noshuach, or this item which is usually used for idolatry, I need it to use for something else, V'hayisrael yodea shekidvarav kainhu, and the Yisrael knows that he's being honest about it, mutter. That's permissible. So here you have to give a reason for it. If you want to purchase the white rooster, you can't just say I trust you that you're not using it for it. The idolater has to give you a reason why he's buying it, and that reason has to not be connected to idolatry, but that would be okay. And the Shulchan Aruch does mention previously, v'im kone harbe biyachad, if you buy in bulk, like as the Gemara is going to mention as well, shenikar hadavar shu kone osam l'schor, it's clear that you're purchasing it for business purposes, not for idolatry, mutter. In fact, the Ramah goes a step further in terms of items which are prohibited, right? See, our Mishnah only mentions five things which are prohibited to sell to an idolater, but presumably those five things were items that were common in those days to be used for Avodah Zarah. But if now there's a sixth, seventh, or a hundredth item which is used for idolatry, then that would be prohibited to sell as well. And the Ramah in Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph writes, Asur limkor lo'ovet kochavim mayim. You would be prohibited to sell an idolater water, kishayodim sherotze la'asos mehem mayim lahatbil, if you know that they need this water for, let's say, a baptism. If they want to purchase water from you for a baptismal pool, then you would be prohibited from selling something like that to them as well. And then I'll just mention at the end, the Rama does write as follows. He quotes a Mordechai, something we've discussed before with regards to Lifnei Iver, about Tre Avri Dinara. So the Mordechai, he quotes a Mordechai, who says that this whole halacha, this whole Mishnah, which talks about items which are prohibited to sell to an idolater, that's dafka im ein lahem acherim kayotze bo. That's only if they themselves don't have this item already in stock, o shelo yuchlu luknos b'makom acher, or they can't purchase it from another store. But if it's possible to purchase it from another store, then we can assume that they can buy it from there. So what difference does it make if you're selling it to them? And what difference does it make if you're selling them an item which they already have in stock? The one that you're selling them is not necessarily going to be the one that they're going to use for idolatry. So it ends up that the Mishnah is very limited in its scope of when it would be prohibited to sell these particular items to an idolater.